Welcome to the District Creatives Radio Show, a place where DC creatives meet to discuss arts, entertainment, and the creative economy. Listen as DC creatives share the work and content they provide in this city, discuss the joys and pains of pursuing their passion, resources for district creatives, and balancing their passion projects with their paycheck. Now, here's your host, District Creative Savvy Charisse.
Welcome to the District Creatives Radio Show. I'm your host, Savvy Charisse, and I'm here today with a very special and wonderful and powerful guest, Dr. Vicki Johnson. Now, I got this from Vicki, so I'm about to do something that I got from Vicki. So stand by. Dr. Vicki is a dynamic speaker and impassioned author whose words have touched thousands of women across the world. She is the chief executive officer of Soul Wealth LLC, which is the parent company of the Soul Wealth Academy. Her purpose is to help women rise above their current circumstances to boldly and confidently live an amazing life. Dr. Vicki is the mentor's mentor. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
How did that feel?
Oh, you got me. It felt good. You know, I'm at a place in my life where I unapologetically own who I am.
Yes.
It's just the easiest way to be.
Yes.
So it felt good. Thank you for sharing that.
So I got that from Dr. Vicki, who is also the host of Soul Wealth Radio. Shout out to Soul Wealth Radio, which you can listen to also on dcradio.gov. And you so eloquently read your guest bio every time, and you take time. And, you know, just to hear someone, obviously, we all know what's on our bio, but, you know, to just hear and feel somebody take the time is like very special. And I didn't realize it until I experienced you do it with having me on your show, but also listening to everybody's responses when you do it with your guests. People are like taken aback, like, oh, my gosh, you know.
I think it's important. So frequently, as I've said, you know, that we're so busy working in our vision, mm-hmm. brand, business, purpose, career, that we rarely take the time to stop, look at it, and just take it in.
Right.
And like, you know what? I'm doing that. I did that.
Yes.
You know, I've accomplished that.
Yes.
And we get so focused on what's not working
mm-hmm.
that my whole passion is to provoke women now to almost be obsessed with what is working.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what if it works? The thing you holding back out of fear, what if it works?
That's, dang, being obsessed with that too, though. You know, because it's one thing. I think when we get visions or we have ideas, we may start off in the beginning with, okay, this is my idea. But then it's like, ooh, but what if this? And how I'm going to do that. And then this may not work. So we actually start obsessing about the things that don't work. And what if we went into it like, oh my gosh, you know, what if this investor says yes? Or what if this opportunity, what if I get to partner with this person, you know? And then to be obsessed with it too. And I feel that. So, because I recently did something I've never done before on the show. It was the last episode. I made the episode about me. And what I've done and what I've accomplished, it was like, you've been sitting in front of this microphone for 4 years of this show and not once talked about my own accomplishments and offerings. And
you have a lot. And they're amazing. I know you interviewing me, but let me just insert parenthetically really quickly, take like 3 seconds to say you are amazing and you are necessary.
Thank you.
Yeah. Pool top summers, rooftop summers.
Yes, I mean, that is necessary.
Traveling.
That's necessary,
beach,
dude.
You know, your products, your voice.
Thank you.
Your safe space-ness.
Yes.
That you are for other people. And you, my soul roar.
Come on. I mean, you know, we were made in the same image
yes.
on multiple levels. And I just appreciate you for being a reflection because, you know, you're, we share that we're authors. And when I look at your book catalog, because you have 12 books, yeah. 12 books, an author 12 times over. When I look at that, it's like, yes, you wrote a book and then you wrote another one. But guess what? You can write another one.
And another one. And let me just say that 5 of those books are me by myself. And the others are anthologies or co-authored books. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter.
A book.
An author is an author.
And a book is a book.
I just had to say that.
No, facts.
I frequently hear women, because that's who I zone in on, almost play down. You know, I'm in this anthology with 13 other women or 12 other women. Mm-hmm. A book is a book.
A book is a book.
And an author is an author.
That part.
So I count all of them.
Look, I love that. And, you know, until you kind of just broke that down for me, I didn't know the difference. But, you know, hearing you speak on multiple platforms and just being familiar with your bio, I remember the number. But to me, a book is a book and an author is an author. So, yeah, thank you for saying that. You kind of inspired me a little bit.
Good.
I have some ideas for some other things that I'll share later in the month. April is Stress Awareness Month. Mm. And so I wanted to also have a conversation with you around just self-care and stress management. We both share that we pride ourselves in taking care of ourselves and putting self-care forward. But sometimes it's difficult to stay consistent with self-care.
Not for me anymore.
I was just about to ask, has that been something that you have had to navigate, just the consistency?
No. Again, you're going to hear me say this not a lot, but as often as I'm inspired to share it. Mm-hmm. It's necessary to stay full, that my capacity remain full, because no longer will I serve others from my capacity, because my capacity is for me. Mm-hmm. When I consistently dig down into what God gave me for me, I ended up exhausted, tired, frustrated, resentful, irritated. I don't do that anymore. If it doesn't feel good, I'm not doing it. You know, I just revisited my core values because they change based on where you are. Mm-hmm. And enjoyment is one of my top 3.
Wow.
If I don't enjoy it,
not doing it.
I am not doing it.
I love that. Having core values. And also, this is why you are the mentor's mentor. But can you tell us, how did you become the mentor's mentor? And just give us a little bit of background on the Soul Wealth Academy and the Soul Wealth community.
Well, it was created out of what I didn't have. I did not really have. I had coaches. I played ball. Shout out to LSU.
That was beautiful.
Whoop, whoop. Well, I'm not going to go off on that tangent, but shout out to them. I had coaches. Mm-hmm. I played on championship teams. Mm-hmm. So I understood the importance of being coached. As a middle school, my dad was my coach. High school, I had a coach. College, came to Howard University on a basketball scholarship. When I graduated from college, I really did the next thing that I thought I needed to do, which was get married, have a child, you know, get actively involved in my church. Now, I don't cast any aspersion to that. Like, it had to happen that way. Mm-hmm. Then I got to a point, Charisse, I was like, what else is there? Mm-hmm. Either, and this is how I talk to God, either I'm going to die really young, because I've done so much. Mm-hmm. Or you have to show me what's next. Because I've done so much. I became the mentor's mentor because I trusted so many people who told me they could guide me to the next. Nah. They taught me what not to do. And so then I started having conversations with women who were just like me. And I would, like our conversations, you know, it's like natural. Well, what about this? What about this? I say, I don't give advice. I ask questions because the answers are within us. That's why I said you have to go within and really ask God to show you you. What do I love? What do I enjoy? Who am I?
Who am I?
Why am I here? What am I supposed to be doing? Right? And that was the journey that I went on. And after being married for 14 years, got a divorce, and just kind of went silent for 2 years. Now I'm a single mom, elementary age daughter, depressed. And for 2 years, I did nothing but go to work, come home, go to church, come home. And as God, the divine source, whatever you call it, because I'm not caught up in that either.
Okay.
I'm a mystic. Let me just put that out there.
It feels very mystic, too. If you ever get the chance to sit with Vicky, you'll probably want to sit Indian style because it feels very mystic.
Yeah, I am mystical. My great-grandfather, I'm originally from Florida. My great-grandfather was a Creek Indian on one side, and my other great-grandmother was a Cherokee Indian. And so it's in my DNA. And that is the journey that I'm talking about, discovering who I am, not what other people are telling me I am or who I should be. You know, I'm like, God, show me me. Show me me. And as I started questioning my beliefs, like, who told me that? Where did I get that from? Is that what I believe? Or is that what somebody in this church or this preacher or... like, question everything. Question everything. Because the more answers you get, the more questions you have. So my ancestors are Native American. So that was a sign for me. Okay, let me explore nature. Let me explore herbs. Let me explore, you know, crystals, rocks, gems, whatever you want to call them. It does not take away from my faith. But you can't defend what you believe if you don't know what you believe. So I don't get into those discussions with people because I'm not trying to persuade you. I'm not trying to convince you. This is who I am. And those who are called to me recognize my voice. And if my voice and my gift and my mentorship does not align with you, it's okay. I'm just not the one.
For you.
For you.
And that's okay.
And keep going until you find the voice for you. And so it requires a lot of introspection. How does that feel? Do I believe that? Where did that come from? Let me explore this.
It was super important for me to have a conversation with you because a lot of the conversations and the interviews that I do on the show are with entrepreneurs who are usually, you know, in the beginning stages or, you know, at the beginnings of their success and are on this journey, like this upward climb. And I often have guests who are working a full-time job and pursuing their creative passion as well. I've, you know, been in that situation. So I get it. And I feel like when you're in this constant pursuit that you don't realize what it's doing to your soul. And that frustration and that exhaustion that you talked about and just lacking the peace in pursuit of this dream. And I think it's hard to reconcile with that. So I wanted to just talk through it, you know, on air for other people, but for myself too. These are some of the conversations that I've been blessed to have with you around how do you reconcile with that? Like, not losing your soul in the pursuit of your dream. You
gotta know your core values. And you can Google that. Like, just Google core values. There are many, many lists. Mm-hmm. Identify your top 20. Then drill it down to your top 10. Then your top 5. Like, we never did that in school.
Mm-hmm. Not for yourself.
No.
I feel like the first time I was introduced to core values was for a for an organization mm-hmm. that I was working for.
Yeah, but even in that, my core values need to align
with that,
with everything I do
mm-hmm.
in every area of my life, down to the people, down to my family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because if I don't enjoy it, if it doesn't bring me peace and it's not moving me toward a legacy, it's not for me.
That part. I love that you've come to that, and I know it took you experiences to get to that.
Yeah, it did. Because self-betrayal will eat your soul up.
Mm-hmm.
You know you don't want to do that.
I know.
Stop doing
that.
That
is so crazy. But you know what? I was having this conversation, and also you're a mom, you're a single mom, and so you know, going back to those spaces where your daughter was a little younger, and you know, you're kind of like in survival mode. You find yourself having to do things. It's like, I cannot stand this job, but I also have to pay for my daughter's daycare or my son's tuition, whatever that looks like. So it's so. I know this is an internal battle that I have navigated, and I know many people have. It's like, how do I trust that I will be okay?
You got to make a decision.
Mm-hmm.
And if it doesn't work, make another decision.
True. That was so simple.
Wasn't that simple?
You are good. You got to make a decision.
Yeah.
I was
That's why your core values are important.
Yeah.
I keep going back to that. Because if your choices do not align with your core values, then you know it's not for you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, literally, you can look at that and put your core values in a column and your choices in a column. And you can match them or not.
Like
and
that.
If they're not in alignment, listen, don't do it. Now I'm getting chills because I've lost two of the closest people to me inside of Soul Wealth in the last year. Mm-hmm. It hasn't even been a year. My best friend, who was like a big sister, who was there for me when I was coming through that difficult time in my marriage, going through my divorce, she was like my big sister. Wow. She died suddenly on May 14th, which is my mother's birthday.
Wow.
Right? And then on February 28th, my assistant of 20 years, I had just seen her at church. I sat behind her at church, hugged her. Hey, girl, love that hat. Come here, give me a hug. I love you. I love you. She called me Treasure. I called her P to the F. She left church, and 3 years later, she was off this earth, had a car accident. So when I talk about the urgency mm-hmm. of making decisions right now, like, and each time when Kathy passed in May, something changed in me. When Paula passed away a few weeks ago now, maybe a little over a month, I changed again.
Mm-hmm.
Like, delay for what? You're not promised later today. I can't even say you're not promised tomorrow.
Right.
You are not promised later today. It's no guarantee that you're going to get back home.
Mm-hmm.
And she was 10 minutes from her house, had run to the store.
Wow.
And was planning to come back, get her grandson, and go do other things.
Mm-hmm.
So when I say I am vehemently, unapologetically committed to my own personal alignment and agreement with God, I mean it. I mean it. It was surreal to me.
Wow. One thing you've always said is agree with God quickly.
Absolutely. Right now.
And so it's interesting to think about the amplified version of that based on what you just shared.
Yeah.
Because I've heard you say that for years.
So you can have peace and good come to you.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea. You know, and here the last, I'll touch on it really quickly. The last couple of weeks or so, I started thinking, like, I should have went to lunch with her when she asked me. Or I should have went to brunch with her when she asked me. Or I should have made a way to get to her daughter's wedding. You know, like I started playing those tapes back.
Mm-hmm.
Again, assuming that we have time. And we always do not.
Mm-hmm.
And so my daily intention and manifestation that, you know, I speak life. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. We have what we say. I get up every morning and I just lay there until I feel like getting up.
I have a visual. It's so good.
I'm telling you, until I feel like getting up. And then I'm like, okay, God, what's today?
Mm-hmm.
What's today? I'm here, you know, blessed, love my job, love my work family. Every day when I'm done, I get up.
Mm-hmm.
Not when I complete my tasks.
When I'm done.
When I'm like, I have no more to give today. Mm-hmm. I cut off my computer. I get up. I go home.
Because
it no longer feels good.
Operating off of what feels good has got to be the most freeing experience. I cannot say that. I mean, you know, this was not supposed to be an individual mentoring and coaching session, but here we are. I cannot say that everything that I'm doing currently feels good. So I need to revisit and reassess my core values. But you also do. We get to change. Also,
you do get to change your mind.
Yeah, we get to change.
You get to change your mind. Seasons change.
Mm-hmm.
And in this season of my life, I want to do less, make more, and spend as much time as I can on the beach and on the rooftop pools with you.
Speaking of the beach.
I've been trying to get to the rooftop pool
No, we have to make years.
No. I'm like, what?
Can we schedule it now? The pools haven't even opened yet, but can we just schedule it now?
Because
please.
When I see your toes in that aqua water beyond you, I'm like, she left me again.
I have made that a lifestyle, honestly. Like, I have made that that's a core value.
Listen, there you go. So now you have a barometer.
Yes.
You have a baseline.
Yes. Core value. Definitely that. But you as well. Travel is a big part of your lifestyle, mm-hmm. water, mm-hmm. hiking, nature, mm-hmm. photography. Do you have a favorite or is it like a combination of all of the things that you enjoy the most?
It depends. It depends on where I am, what's happening in my world.
Mm-hmm.
Love the beach. I could go to the beach every day and sit out there all day. Like, I daydream about moving to a beach destination and opening a lemonade stand.
I can see it. You ever watch Caribbean Life?
Oh,
I love
Caribbean
Life.
Of course I do.
When I say you, I mean...
Island Life, Beach Life,
yes.
Beach Bargain. Listen.
Island Hunters.
Of course I do. Of course I do. And I have become recently fascinated with Switzerland.
Why Switzerland?
I don't know. It's just beautiful.
It is beautiful. I've seen, you know, traveling. I'm a magazine girl also. I love, like, flipping pages in magazines and stuff. Yeah. So I'll look at, like, town and country.
And I'm a hotel snob. So
Me
a good beach,
too.
A nice luxury hotel.
Got to be luxury.
With a nice pool.
What else do you need? Someone texted me or sent me a message. They're like, I know you go to New York often. And I was trying to get a hotel recommendation. I'm like, you sure you want a hotel recommendation for me? Because, I mean, I'm going to recommend the one hotel in Brooklyn. But I don't know if that's something that's, you know, in your range. But that's my recommendation. I'm sorry. That's all I got for you. He's like, that's all you got? Like, that's all I got. But yes, I want luxury.
Again, you gotta know what you love.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I'm a simple girl woman, but I'm a luxury woman.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I love nice things.
Yes.
It doesn't have to be opulent, like Ritz-Carlton opulence. It could be Four Seasons opulence.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, the Beverly Hilton opulent. Or Le Méridien opulent.
Yes.
You know, Frenchman's Reef in St. Thomas.
Even the Kemptons here in D.C., like some of the interiors, I love. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so I was listening to a live that you were on recently. I don't even know how I stumbled upon it, but you were on a live talking about doors.
Oh.
You were talking about doors and how doors are so beautiful. And I was like, you know what? I have definitely seen some beautiful doors. Who knew that, like, door watching was a thing? But then you talked about what doors represent for you. So can you share your fascination with doors? Yeah, I was thinking about
art. I love doors because I love art. Doors are fascinating. They represent access.
Mm-hmm.
They represent protection. They represent beauty. And so that's really it. It's not real deep.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was in Paris when I posted that picture.
It was a beautiful
picture.
But I
walked around Paris. I mean, I probably took pictures of about 20 doors. I just posted that one. So yeah, I'm weird and I'm okay with that. I'm a thumb.
Same. It's like, I know
I am a thumb. Uh-huh. And when I
love a thumb.
When I look back and reflect, you know, I was bullied in middle school, which is why I became such a masterful athlete.
Mm-hmm.
Because it just became an outlet for me. And so I'm really also drawn to the underdog. Like, I want to see you win.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was telling another girlfriend whose daughter had an experience recently, and I just started reflecting on when my daughter was in school. I was like, I fight kids. And I'm not even kidding. I fight them in the spirit. I used to walk my daughter to the bus stop, mm-hmm. get on the bus, go to her school, like, remember my face.
Yeah.
Because this one right here.
Uh-uh.
Please don't. Let's be friends. Like, I can also be the fun mom.
Yes.
Right? But,
I would like an I Fight Kids shirt. I would wear it proudly.
Truly, our kids need so much prayer, guidance, love,
mm-hmm.
acceptance, and just a hug.
Yeah.
A hug would do so much.
So this is a question that I ask to all of my guests mm-hmm. to end the show. It's really fun. It can be a cocktail or a mocktail. The choice is yours. If you are making a success beverage, what would be the ingredients in your drink? What is your recipe for success in beverage form?
In beverage form?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Coffee.
Okay.
With French vanilla or amaretto cream with a splash of Bailey's.
I love Bailey's.
With cinnamon sprinkled on top and some whipped cream.
And what would each of the things represent?
The sweetness of life. Every layer represents the sweetness of life. And the more you get to the root of it,
mm-hmm.
by the time you get to the root, everything has integrated into just this sweetness
mm-hmm.
that you just enjoy slowly. Yeah.
An experience with cinnamon.
An experience.
With cinnamon on
with
top.
With cinnamon.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love that. Dr. Vicky, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
For this combo.
This is awesome.
For sharing your wisdom mm-hmm. and your mentorship. I know you have touched thousands of women, so it's an honor to have you here.
It's an honor to be here on this side of the mic.
Yes.
Of the table.
And tell us about the Soul Wealth Radio Show.
The Soul Wealth Radio Show, I have recorded over 325 episodes.
Yeah.
Airs every day at 10 a.m. New episodes air on Mondays at 10. They're available on podcast platforms, and you can go to my website, VickyJohnson.com, right at the top, and you'll see the Soul Wealth Radio Show, where you can click and listen to as many episodes as you like, or it's also on my Facebook. I have a Soul Wealth Radio Show Facebook page. I'm on social media at All Things Vicky, and that's V-I-K-K-I.
Thank you, Vicky.
Thank you, Charisse.
You've been listening to the District Creatives Radio Show, the place where DC creatives meet to discuss arts, entertainment, and the creative economy. For more information, visit dreamvisionreality.com.